If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We are talking about the jurisprudential laws of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, we all know that as a Muslim, there are four chapters in the Quran or four surahs that have, which we call it, obligatory sajda or prostration,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But is it permissible for us or for one to include one of these verses, the verses of prostration or the verses that require prostration and sajda in the prayer?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, there are people who are curious.
Yes.
And out of curiosity, they ask this question, and I have come across many such questions.
Yes.
From people who want to know whether it's permissible to recite a surah which contains an obligatory sajda. Obviously, according to the religious authorities, including Grand Ayatollah Khamenei and also Grand Ayatollah Sistani, mm-hmm. it is not permissible to recite a surah which contains obligatory sajda. If a person happens to recite it, then he should perform the sajda within the prayer. He should perform the sajda within the prayer, and then he should continue with the prayers. And then the thing is that because this sajda might have affected his prayer, mm-hmm. it is necessary, according to both the religious authorities, to repeat the prayer.
Right.
Because in the middle of prayer, he has done something which wasn't necessary in the first place. He should not have done it because he has added two sajdas and then included the sajda which is not a part of the obligatory prayers at all, but he has deliberately and consciously actually recited a surah which requires him to perform sajda. And of course, His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, has said that it's not permissible in the first place. But if he does it, he should do the sajda wajib immediately, and then he should restart. He should complete his prayer, and then do the same prayer over again.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the same prayer over again.
I see. As a precaution.
As a measure of precaution.
Yes, I see. Okay, what about a person who hears the recitation of such an ayah, you know, that requires obligatory sajda? How should she or he go about it?
Well, I've checked with the Risala or the Manual of Islamic Laws written by both the religious authorities. They have said that he should complete his prayers, and then after the prayer, he should do the sajda, mm-hmm. the sajda or sajda wajib. For the recitation of the Holy Quran.
In whatever position that he is. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our discussion about prayer here in this program, Islamic Laws.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We are talking about the jurisprudential laws of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javid, what is the Islamic law or jurisprudential status of reciting the zikr of the prayers loudly, or opposite, whisperingly?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I understand that many people do not follow this rule while praying. We all know that in the morning, or it must make a difference, right?
Yeah.
The morning prayer with the, what do you call it, the Zuhr prayer, the noon prayer, right?
They should be the Zuhr in the midday or the Zuhr in afternoon prayers.
Yes.
Should be
silent.
Should be silent.
Yes.
And it's not permissible to recite them or to read them out or recite them loudly.
Yes, and these rules, in fact, we are talking about apply to the men, right? Not the women?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Right. So what are the Islamic laws about them?
Yeah, if a person intentionally prays loudly where he should pray silently,
yes.
Maybe vice versa,
mm-hmm.
his prayer is obviously wide. His prayer is wide,
yes.
Because he's gone against the Islamic Sharia law, against the law of religion.
Yes.
But if he does it owing to forgetfulness or not knowing the rule or maybe by mistake, which often happens, I know, because I've seen many young men and young boys, of course, they... not young boys in the sense that they are not adult yet.
Mm-hmm.
They have attained puberty. They they are supposed to offer their prayers, but maybe they are in a hurry. Of course, they sometimes forget to offer the Maghrib and Isha prayers and also the Fajr prayers loudly. So, if a person happens to forget reciting the Fajr prayers and the two rakas of the Maghrib and Isha prayers loudly, then of course, his prayer is not affected because he has been forgetful. A person who forgets is not to blame. And indeed, if he realizes that he is doing a mistake, for example,
yes.
While reciting the Surah Al-Hamd, of course, and the other Surah, which is usually Surah Ikhlas, recited in the prayer, it is not necessary for him to recite again and repeat the prayer,
mm-hmm.
of course. So it is very much important to know that one should not deliberately and intentionally recite the first two rakats of Maghrib and the first two rakats of Isha prayers, as well as the Fajr prayers in low voice, or in whispering voice.
Mm-hmm.
He should recite them loudly. And when it comes to the Dhuhr and Asr prayers, of course, it is necessary for a man to recite them in as low voice as possible, you know. But they should be, for example, clear and distinct. You know, it's not permissible to just pass the words through one's mind and recite nothing, you know.
I see.
Maybe some people might think that, okay, we should not not utter anything because it will be audible for a person who is standing next to you.
Yes.
Okay. No, that's not intended. That's not what the religious authorities mean. You should recite it distinctly, clearly, but not loudly.
Yes.
Yes.
So a very quick question that might squeeze in here, you know, because we don't have much time to the end of the program. When we say how loud are we talking about?
Oh, that's also a good question. It's not permissible to shout,
yes,
to raise your voice to the extent that everyone starts, if getting scared,
yes,
you know,
or it makes a mayhem around.
Yeah, you're right.
Or a fuss.
So it should be in a way you like. Sometimes you speak to someone sitting in front of you.
Yes.
Okay, it should be audible. And of course,
like in a small room,
in
should
a small
be heard,
room.
Right?
Yeah, should be heard. Okay, because if you start shouting, then you are actually making noise.
Yes,
you may be disturbing others. In addition, it's not considered to be a kind of prayer because you are losing your composure. You are being relaxed. You know what can I call it?
Yes.
You know your steadiness.
Yes.
Or
composure.
Yeah, composure. And when you're not deemed to be offering prayers in that case, if you make a loud noise.
Mm-hmm.
Noise. Yes.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, for your contribution to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio, and we say wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun rahimun mannanun kareemun salamun aleemun man jaa ilaha illahu ghaffarun jameelun wahhabun latifun tawwabun salamun basirun. لا إله إلا هو.
وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا هو